Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia.
Hey, everyone. My name is Vanessa.
Hey, everybody. My name is Ambria.
And we are the Innovation Crew. Welcome, y'all. We have a great show for y'all today. First, all of this new music, for those of you who listen to the show Sunday, you know, all the new music came out. We played you a little snippet, but today we're going in a little deeper, analyzing the songs. You don't want to miss it. Also today on the show, we have special guest, Quotatia. Those of y'all who know her, the little ghetto girl at the Becca conference who just did too much to get that time. So that's how y'all know her. But yeah. She is here with us today. Also, we have Elise. What we do without Elise? She's so funny. She's on the show today, too. But first, before we get into all of that, let's talk about all these movies coming out. First, we have Hail Caesar. I waited to see this movie. It's about Eddie Mannix, who's a fixer working in the Hollywood film industry. In the 1950s, he tries to discover what happened to a cast member who vanishes during filming. It's starring George Clooney, Josh Brolin, Channing Tatum, Scarlett Johansson, and Jonah Hill. Yeah, this sounds pretty good. This is actually one movie I think I've been waiting on, so yeah, I'll be happy to see this. Next, we have Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. So this is a parody of the famous book Pride and Prejudice, which we all know, and it's incorporating a zombie outbreak, and it's based on the parody novel Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Have y'all ever read that book before?
No.
No.
Pride and Prejudice, like the ones that they try to make you read in school. Well, I forgot what grade level that is, but they usually make a lot of people high school read that book, so But, you know, Langston be slipping, so, of course, when you read it, you probably can't afford a copy. Next, we have The Choice, and this tells a story of a long love affair that begins when Travis Parker and Gabby Holland first meet as neighbors in a small coastal town and ends up pursuing a relationship that neither could ever see. So it's a very cliche, but y'all know me, I love cliche love stories, so I may go see it. So let's talk about Hail Caesar. Ticket or skip it? I say ticket. I think this would be a nice, funny movie. What about y'all?
I say skip
what
it.
What movie? Hail Caesar. Is it scary?
Skip it.
Girl, you ain't hear what I said it was about. It's a comedy.
I heard.
You
did what?
It. I did it. She don't know what it's about, so I'm going to assume she's skipping it. Next, Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. Tick it or skip it. I'm going to say skip it. I don't know about this.
Skip.
Okay, I heard crickets. I guess everybody's skipping that. Next, The Choice. Cliche love story, which is my favorite. Tick it or skip it. The Choice. I say tick it. I'm all for cliche.
Tick it.
I'm not the only one who likes cliche. I heard some other tickets. So, yeah.
I love romantic movies. So,
I do. I'm a cliche girl. I'm sure y'all can tell. Speaking of that in love, you guys, I have recently fallen back in love with Prince. Oh, yes. I love him.
Oh, my God. All right.
Before I get into my little moment, y'all know I do. Vanessa, tell us what's going on in this crazy world.
Oh, my goodness. This is the most disturbing story I have. I don't know. It's pretty disturbing. So, on a school bus, after a wrestling match, four Norman, Oklahoma high school wrestlers have been charged with rape. One of them, they're 18. Two of them are 17. One of them is 16. They allegedly raped a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old boy in the back of the school bus on their way home from a wrestling match.
Wait, Vanessa, repeat that for the people who didn't hear you. What did these grown boys do?
They lured a 16- and a 12-year-old boy to the back of the school bus, put condoms over their fingers and rape them in the butt. And then force them to touch their private part.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So now they're facing jail time, and then one of them had the nerve to plead not guilty.
How did they lure a 12 and 16-year-old, first of all? That's my question.
Because
how did they lure
them? Were on the school bus. They were on the wrestling bus back to the school that they were going to, and I guess they tricked the 12-year-old boy to come to the back of the bus, and they held him down and forced him to the back and did what they had to do. They did the same thing with the 16-year-old, and once this bus got back to the school, they took the 12-year-old boy off the bus, and then they did that to him again in one of the back buildings of the school. That is just crazy.
Really?
Wow.
That is
crazy.
I'm at a loss
and
for words.
Scary.
It's already traumatic going through some, like, molestation, but in a public place, people have no filter. Like, what? I'm just shocked, you guys. I'm really shocked.
I am so shocked. This is so crazy.
And how many boys in total were it that were doing that type of stuff?
It was 4. One of them was 18. Two of them were 17, and one of them was 16.
Now, were they black or white? You know I love visuals.
Girl, you already know. You already know black people don't do that stuff. Baby. Black people don't do that stuff.
Oh, God. No, but
girl,
for real, let's not pray for those
crazy
people, because that's a traumatic experience, except for those. I can't imagine something like that on a
especially
bus,
for
the 12-year-old,
like, oh, my goodness.
Crazy. While a bus is in motion. Okay. That just bumbles
me. The bus driver,
Jordan, you got
it.
Jordan, you got anything for us in sports or no?
Yeah. The Browns took time from Johnny Manziel. The Browns, they let go of Johnny Manziel.
Say that one more time.
I said the Browns let go of Johnny Manziel.
Why?
Because, like, his situation with him and his girlfriend.
What happened with him and his girlfriend? I didn't hear about that.
They've been in the media, like, almost every month. Like, they've been arguing, and the police got involved and all the other stuff.
Really?
He didn't knock her out like Ray Rice, did he?
Right. That's what I was just thinking. Domestic violence.
No.
Because we even had no more scandals here. All right. Ambria, what's going on in entertainment?
Okay, so we all know about the beef between Birdman and Lil Wayne. It went from Twitter to somebody shooting up Wayne's house to Young Thug being involved, all types of stuff. And then they were allegedly back friends at Drake's New Year gathering. And now it's a picture going around of them in the studio together. So I'm guessing they have completely made up. And nobody knows what's being recorded or if Lil Wayne has dropped his lawsuit against Birdman.
Oh, hopefully. I hope they made up. That would be great.
I think they're just playing nice just for the camera.
I had heard Lil Wayne still on suing Birdman. Even though they cool, he still suing him.
I did, too. That may be the case. You know, people are different when it comes to money, so. Hopefully that worked out.
Somebody, there's no reason y'all should fall out in the first place.
Yeah. I like Lil Wayne and them. Yeah. But anyway, I found some very interesting news because I never heard anything like it, and I thought I'd share it with you guys. So, Wes Stantlin, who was the founding member of the band Puddle of Mud, accused an audience member of stealing his house, then he walked off stage.
Is he crazy? Well, I don't want to say he's crazy, but that's what? That's crazy. So, he was just like, you stole my house, what?
And walked off stage? It's like,
really?
I never heard of anybody stealing a house, so I didn't know what
house
to say.
Right. What?
I thought that'd be some interesting news, and he walked off stage, and of course fans were mad, but yeah, that's a moment they won't forget, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Also, in other news, justice is not served. So you guys know the truck driver who hit Tracy Morgan's car, and it left Tracy Morgan critically injured, and his friend, comedian James McNair, died. The truck driver was found not guilty to aggravated manslaughter and other charges. And I'm like, what?
Are you
kidding me?
Was he white?
Yes, he was found not guilty, so he's free.
The truck driver was white, wasn't he?
No, he was black, and that, you know that. Who?
The truck driver was black?
He was black, and he was found not guilty.
Was there anything?
Yeah, what?
Was he under the influence or anything?
No, it didn't. Well, it didn't say if he was, but I feel like he was. And they found him not guilty to aggravated manslaughter and others. I mean, he obviously, you know, that's what manslaughter is. You killing somebody not intending to. So that's manslaughter.
Yeah.
So why he's not for that, I don't know. That's just crazy.
Are you serious?
He should own that his mistakes anyways when he noticed that he did.
Right, I don't know how he's going to sleep at night, because that is so crazy, knowing you took somebody's life, even if it wasn't
And you
purpose.
Caused one, like, brain damage, who he can't even remember himself.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, how do you sleep? Wow. People are getting away with too much nowadays, and it's not right.
Exactly.
America's justice system
has
gotten to do better. Got to do better. Okay. So moving on, Lady Gaga, who we probably haven't heard from in a while, she will perform a tribute to David Bowie at the 2016 Grammy Awards, and I actually think she's the perfect person to do it. You know, he was very weird and creative, and Lady Gaga is too, and I think we've been wanting to see Lady Gaga on the stage for a while now, because she's been, seems kind of going from the pop world
from a minute
to acting stuff. Yeah. But like she said at the Golden Globe, she wanted to act before singing. So now that she's gone to acting, she's like, okay, I'm just stay right here, son. I think that'll be a good tribute, though. I'll make sure I'm watching that.
Yeah.
February is the month of award shows. I'm telling y'all, the Grammys, Oscars, well, not even the Super Bowl. It's not an award show, dang. This is why I need the Ryan Seacrest internship in the spring so I can go to all these events. That's my little dilemma. But yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get into this new music. First track, Summer 16 by Drake, came out January 30th. A lot of you probably heard it, but if you didn't, here it is right here. And everybody, I want you to take notes right now. Just by listening to the song, not even researching anything, just write down names of who you think Drake is dissing in the song, because he does go and miss a lot. So here is Summer 16.
Looking for revenge. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All in the same thing. All rapping one thing. Looking for revenge. To do what you couldn't do. Tell Obama that my verses are just like the whips at the end. They bulletproof. Minus 20, we in Pitfield at K's Kitchen in a Canada Goose. Famous as fuck, but I'm still in the cut when they round up the truce. I'm just a sicko, a real sicko when you get to know me, nigga. I let the diss record drop, you was staying right below me, nigga. We must have played it 100 times, you was going to bed. Why would I put on a vest? I expect you to aim for the head. I could have killed you the first time. You don't have to try and say it louder, nigga. Trust me, heard you the first time. It's nothing personal. I would have done it to anyone. And I blame where I came from. And I blame all my day ones. You know chugs like Draymond. You better hope not say none. Them boys, they a handful. Then I hit them with the high line. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Mo G with the dance moves. Ad Boy with the dance moves. Jimi Hendrix with the solo. Those are strings that you can't pull. Yeah, and I can really dish it out. Come and get it from the source, but fuck with all the word of mouth. Go to state, running practice at my house, nigga, what am I about?
you gon' really feel it now. I'm out here looking for revenge. All summer 16, all summer 16, playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing, looking for revenge. All you boys in the new Toronto wanna be me a little. All your exes know I like my O's with a V in the middle. You would love it if I went away and didn't say nothing else. How am I keeping it real by keeping this shit to myself? You was never gang, 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 gang. You was never one of us. Had us fooled for a minute there, now we done all grown up. But I'm better off anyway. Y'all never gon' finish Drake. Say you see about it when you see me, man. Y'all never home anyway. Saw the things that you should've said. Said things that you shouldn't say. We even gave y'all the whole money play. Y'all broke to this day. Oh, it's your time now. Yeah, that's what everybody say. I used to wanna be on Rockefeller, then I turned into Jay. Now I got a house in LA, now I got a bigger pool than Ye. And look, man, Ye's pool is nice, mine's just bigger, is what I'm saying. I'm that nigga, is what I'm saying. Getting things done around here, how you let me run it down here? I'm not even from around here. 6-6-6-6-6. Soon as I'm back in the city, they throw a parade. I might get a key to the city and give it to Wayne. Or give it to one of the young boys to carry the wave. So trust me, they'll be out here looking for revenge. All summer 16, all summer 16, playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing, looking for revenge.
They don't want us to have a bigger pool than Kanye.
Shots were definitely fired. I like that song. First of all, do y'all like this song? Because I love it. It's my new ringtone, actually.
I don't like that song.
I like it, honestly. Jordan, I like it.
When it come on, it's like annoying.
I know why Jordan don't like it, because we're going to say that later. But everybody like it except Jordan, which isn't surprising. So,
and Ambria.
I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it, Ambria?
Why?
Not all that. I don't really like Drake, and that looking for
revenge,
that's really annoying. Like, he need to pop
his
head. I really don't like it. I don't like that.
I don't like Drake like that.
It's like he's trying to, I don't know, he's just, he annoying.
He's looking
for revenge. All right. Speaking of looking for revenge, he definitely got it in this song. So y'all tell me, who think they can name all the people he dissed in this song just by listening to it?
I can't.
He did. I don't know. I think Kanye West. I don't know.
I know the answer.
I don't know.
All right. Jordan, who all he dissed in a song?
He did Barack Obama. He did Meek Mill. And he did Tory Lanez.
And also Jay-Z, Kanye West. Not really.
No,
but
he did.
It's not a diss.
He said
but,
cool.
You know. And that's a diss to somebody's pool. You say his pool. That is a diss.
No.
Even if you diss in his pool. But yeah. So clearly diss Meek Mill again. Lyrics saying, I let the diss record drop. You were standing right before me in my DGA. I could have killed you the first time. You don't have to try and say it louder. Trust, we heard you the first time. That is funny. Because we did, but it just wasn't good. also, Tory Lanez. I didn't even know much about Tory Lanez until I, why is this college calling me? I'm doing a show here. Anyway, you guys, I have to stop this. All these, you know, I need to stop putting my numbers on college stuff because I don't know why they're calling me because I'm sure I'm not picking up. No, I'm going to pick up and I'm going to put them on the show. Hold up.
No, what are you doing?
Can you finish talking about what you were saying? Hello?
Hi, this is Catherine. I'm calling from the Brenau University Admissions Office.
Yes?
We were calling to see if you were still planning to attend our winter weekend event at the new date of February 20th and 21st.
I am trying to make arrangements for that right now, actually. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll put you down as yes, and if you can't get arrangements, just call us and let us know. Is your email liapage@gmail.com?
It is.
Okay. All right. Well, be on the lookout for the updated schedule and all the details about the weekend.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. We look forward to seeing you then. Have a good weekend.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Girl. You're so childish. What's your mindset? You know, I ain't gonna go to that girl stuff.
This is the same day when Drake dropped that song, like 30 minutes later, Meek Mill dropped his disc.
I'm sorry about that, y'all. Did she say my name was Catherine, first of all?
Yes. I thought she said her name was Catherine. She said your name was Catherine?
She said, is this Catherine? She picked up. It sounded
really?
Like it. Yeah, I was
dang.
Like, yeah. So who
not
wants to go with me? I need one of y'all to go with me.
Not it.
It's spending a night at the college. It should be fun, I have to say. But, yeah, like I was saying, shots were definitely fired. So now you guys get a glimpse of what I go through every day. This is what I get for getting accepted everywhere to every college,
girl.
I guess. But Columbus State in the building. Where you at? Columbus State. It's a little shy. But you know Tory Lanez. Okay. This Tory Lanez, all the you boys on the Toronto want to be me. All my exes like my O's with the B in the middle. You would love if I went away or then, you know. Definitely just Tory Lanez. Jay-Z, I used to want to be Rockefeller. Then I turned into Jay. I don't think he should have said that at all. But it went with the flow because he's definitely not Jay. Has him and Jay-Z and Drake, have they settled their beef? Because there was a point in time when they had a little beef going on.
I guess. Not really.
Yeah.
I never remember that time.
They were. And then they were at a Brooklyn Nets game. They were playing against Toronto and Drake was there. Then, you know, on the screen how they have at the basketball games? Jay-Z had made, like, the people in control of it put something on Drake's shirt, like a Brooklyn Nets type thing. It was just lame, but I guess funny, and Drake was mad about it. But hopefully that's better. I don't even know how that diss started it in the first place.
That's just me just making music. He's starting to get on my nerves.
No, he's making music. No, Meek Mill is the one that needs to stop.
Not because he got this Meek Mill diss and everybody was with it. Now he think he could just diss any and everybody and he going to be put on. Like, no, just calm down. Like, chill out.
Tory Lanez was dissing him before. No, Tory Lanez was diss Drake first. Said truth. Now with Obama, I guess he just got mad at Obama because Obama said that Kendrick Lamar was better than Drake because the lyrics. So, you know, he said, tell Obama that my verse is.
That's Canada. Like,
I don't feel about the Tory Lanez one because what he said was a fact.
Well, what did Tory Lanez say? Because I didn't. What did he say?
He said something about like Drake freestyling off his blue off his BlackBerry, something like that. That's a fact. He was doing that.
So.
Oh, and Drake got mad because of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to be more than
that.
Drake did. Tory Lanez did some type of freestyle. Was talking about him on the show. I read about that. So I'm sure
he's promotional. He's to go ahead and ask Degrassi for his contract back. He's doing too much.
I love Drake. Meek Mill the one that needs to sit down. So let's okay. So y'all here?
Meek Mill just not getting started.
They said as soon as Drake drops his song, like 30 minutes later, he drops his. So somebody in OVO telling him. They're being messy.
He did. He did. And I'm going to tell you. So first, let's get to the people who responded. So first, Tory Lanez. Yesterday, he went on Twitter and posted an L. which may stand for lame, loser, lost, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a big L at that. Then Meek Mill, less than an hour after Drake released Summer 16, Meek Mill released the single War Pain, which no one really knows about. I didn't know about it until today when I did research. It's part of a part two of his EP 4-4. And in the track, he began by saying, location, Toronto, status, 5-star hotel, 4 Seasons, blah, blah, blah. He says, UA with an N-I-G-G-A. Basically, more stuff about him not writing his lyrics and stuff and all that. Then says, I hate the ish N-I-G-G-A-S be talking out their face, but as soon as you body something, they be saying it like Drake. Wait, N-I-G-G-A-S, like they fruit, dancing like they fruitcakes. Hotline bling, don't get no bing. And just, you know, more little nurturing.
Yeah, he was being shady.
He did. So the question is, did Meek Mill win this battle? I still don't think so. I think clearly not.
There's
something about Drake's diss. I don't feel like Meek Mill can come back from that diss. He just needs to stop.
He took too long. Like, that should have been back to back. He took too long.
Like, that's why Drake is so funny. Well, I was listening to that song the other day. It was just so funny. He's like, I did another one. You still ain't dead about the other one. I was just like, oh, my gosh. Will you listen to it again? It's been funny, but, yeah.
This has nothing to do with anything, but did you not guys know that Phil didn't see his shadow?
You're talking about
Groundhog Day.
Yes, Phil the Groundhog, he didn't see his shadow, so spring is coming.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Phil the Groundhog.
You're talking about Groundhog Day.
The Groundhog, and his name is Phil, and he didn't see his shadow. So that means we don't have 6 weeks left. Yeah.
That means we don't have what?
Google it. Google Phil, the groundhog.
That means spring will come early.
A real groundhog.
Yeah.
It is a real groundhog.
Well, I believe it because did you see the weather? It was so hot today, boy. Summer about to come early, too, because.
It was. I didn't even have to bring a coat. But, yeah.
Right.
And also, speaking of Meek Mill, he posted a pic on Instagram saying, the ghostwriter told me, as if. I guess he said the ghostwriter who supposedly wrote Drake's songs told him about the diss, so that's why he hurried up and came with one. So I don't know. And then 50 Cent got the crowd to say F Meek Mill at his concert, and it was lit.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, a lot about that.
Did you hear about the other one?
Just like when Tyga got the whole crowd playing his, you know, the sex tape with his girlfriend, baby mama, wife, Kim Kardashian, and Ray J at his concert, and he was yelling F Kanye in Kanye's hometown and blase blase blah.
Who said, wait, you said Tyga did that?
Girl, let me tell you.
Tyga?
Y'all ain't heard the juice.
Wait, how recent was this? Was it before he got
it just happened clearly. Was it? No, Wiz Khalifa, yeah. It wasn't Tyga.
Yeah,
I was thinking about Kylie Jenner. Yeah,
girl,
yeah.
I was trying to say. I got some more news with Wiz and Tyga. I mean, Wiz and Kanye. But anyway, let's move to our next song by Rihanna. And her name is Rihanna, not Rihanna. She pronounced it Rihanna, so I say Rihanna.
Duh.
I don't know why people say Rihanna. Just like people
call
say
Rihanna.
And it's Aaliyah.
I don't
Speaking
say Rihanna.
Aaliyah, did y'all hear that little Aaliyah riff Drake had in that song? He was said, looking for a man. I can't even do it that low. But he did an Aaliyah riff. I catch that. He just looking for a man. Okay. Next song, I thought this album was really good, so I'm just going to play it. Here is Same Old Mistakes by Rihanna off Anti. By Rihanna. Who loves that song? I like that song. That's one of my favorites off the album.
Not really.
Is that a no from everybody or are y'all sleeping?
Now, you know, I'm not going to respond to that.
No, that's a no for me.
You know, I'm not going to respond to that.
You don't, wait, so y'all don't like this song?
I just don't like this song. I'm going to just keep it short.
Yeah, I don't like that song either.
Okay,
well,
so Vanessa doesn't like it. Amber, you don't like it? Okay, I guess not. Well, let me tell you, if you missed our last, well, y'all should check out our Soulja last Wednesday, and I broke down everything when they were. Well, Rihanna released the album for free, and the RIAA claimed it was platinum when it really, it can't be platinum if you got no sales. So that's how that went. And so this is how much her album really sold. So it debuted at number 27 on the Billboard Top 200, which is low for a debut. And it sold a total of, drumroll please, 460 copies. Woo!
Hold up. Really? Now, you know, I was going to say something about that. How are they going to do that? It's not even been a week yet.
But I mean, the day that it comes out is supposed to be like, right? No, that's sad.
It's not sad. It's not been a week yet.
That is.
Have you bought it?
Right. She put it out for free. What did you? What? I ain't finna buy nothing if it's out for free.
She put it out for free for like 14 hours. Then
yeah, I know when she first dropped it, and then you had to pay for it. But no, if you really wanted it, you would have got it when it was free.
It was funny.
That's crazy.
Put it this way, she still got her money back when she signed with Samsung. They paid her like over 100 some million. They paid her over 100 some million. So basically, you might as well say she went black.
No, they did not. They paid her $25 million. Get it straight, boo.
Ooh, she came for you. You was not ready.
She didn't pay more money with Samsung because she signed a deal with them. So what you talking about?
I know. In the deal, they're paying for her tour. They're promoting her. And they, I guess, bought copies of her album so her fans get it for free. Yeah.
I'm not paying attention right now.
Girl.
I've been talking for the longest, Leah.
I guess I can't differentiate your voice from Ambria. She hung up, so. Okay.
Oh, you thought Ambria was the one that was talking?
I did. So let's get into our last song, which is highly, I think this has been more anticipated than anyone's. Well, first, y'all know Laverne Cox. She's dating a film, well, he is dating a film company man. President Joe, if y'all care. I can't even say his name. But anyway, last song, highly anticipated, Pillow Talk. Here it is.
Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close, tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close, tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors, in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears, yeah. Place it is so good, so dirty and wrong. In the better day, better day, better day. Fucking everybody knows it's a paradise and it's a war zone. It's a paradise and it's a war zone. Feel on top, my enemy, my ally. Pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors, in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty and wrong. It's a paradise, and it's a war zone. It's a paradise, and it's a war zone.
I really do. Zane did his thing. Do y'all like the song?
I like that song. I really, really like that song.
Yeah. What about you, Vanessa? Dang. Vanessa. Jordan, do you like it?
My bad. Wait, no. Dang, don't just speed past me, dang.
What's that song?
My bad. I was trying to. But I like that song. Honestly, I do. I was,
you did all that.
My bad.
Okay, Jordan, do you like the song?
I don't even know who that is, so no.
So just because you don't know who it is, you don't have to.
The song was good. Okay. So, yeah, Pillow Talk by Zayn. Speaking of Zayn, this made a lot of fans upset at him. He pulled out of his third high-profile interview an hour before he was supposed to go, and fans were already lined up outside, so they are mad. And on Piers Morgan was talking crap about him, saying that when he interviewed them, Zayn was very rude and surly and, you know, just talking crap about him. But I hope Zayn is okay. Do y'all think it's because he's nervous that he's pulling out of all these interviews or what?
Honestly, I have no idea. But what I'm just saying is, if you can't handle the heat, get out the kitchen. Like, you don't have to do that.
That is what Piers Morgan said, that you're a celebrity, get over. But y'all know the group Little Mix and how Zayn was engaged to Perry. So her band member, Lay Ann, seemed like she threw a little shade at Zayn. She posted on Twitter, currently obsessed with Auntie Riri. Why did you do this to me? If work isn't number one, there is no justice in this world at all. And fans took it as shade because in the UK, Pillow Talk by Zayn is number one, and she was saying that. So, maybe a little shade. Perez Hilton responded with saying, Pillow Talk is a better song and is selling more. Y'all know Perez Hilton, the queen of shade himself.
Get on my nerves.
Also, maybe a little sad news. Y'all know Harry Styles' birthday was yesterday. He turned 22. In his shade is Taylor Swift. He posted on Twitter saying, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. And y'all know that's from her song, 22. Funny, but still shady. Also, this is shocking news. Harry Styles has split from One Direction's management company, Modest Manager, and signed with his own management people. And they said, we wish Harry the best. It's been a real pleasure working with him. Do y'all think that's a step towards a solo career? Like, he's not even with the One Direction management anymore. So that's kind of like, ooh, splitting or not?
Yeah.
More happy news. Kanye West and Wiz Khalifa has finally ended their beef. Kanye tweeted, me and Wiz spoke yesterday. Great combo, all positive. So I'm glad everything worked out. Also, Amber Rose was spotted hanging with Kim Kardashian. And then she hanged out with Blac Chyna later. So, yeah. All love. Thank you guys so much for listening to our show. If you haven't checked out our show on Sunday, make sure y'all listen to it, where we really broke more in depth on the whole Rihanna and all that and some more news. It was a good show about Chris Brown giving his daughter asthma, possibly. But, yeah, make sure y'all tune in to our next show. Tomorrow, I will do Testimony Tuesday. You don't want to miss it.
I have some news before we go.
What is it?